Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I thank you for your great love that has moved, Lord, that has dealt with our past and brought us into your presence where there's fullness of life, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are shepherd. And so with the power of the Holy Spirit, we partake of the table of the Lord, partake of all provision that we have in Christ, that predestined purpose, destiny. So thank you, Lord, you lead us in paths of righteousness and you anoint our head with oil. Thank you, we excited and blessed, Father God, because your kingdom has come, your will is being done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Romans 11 from verse 5 to 11. So also in the present time there is a remaining group by the choice of God's grace. But if it is by grace, it isn't by what's done anymore. If it were, God's grace wouldn't be grace. So what? Israel didn't find what it was looking for. Those who were chosen found it, but the others were resistant. As it is written, God gave them a dull spirit, so that their eyes would not see and their ears not hear. Right up until the present day. And David says, their table should become a pitfall and a trap, a stumbling block and a payback to them for what they have done. Their eyes should be darkened so they can't see and their backs always bent. So I'm asking you, they haven't stumbled, so they've fallen permanently, have they? Absolutely not. But salvation has come to the Gentiles by their failure in order to make Israel jealous.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So here we see the Jews again, and not just the Jews, those also caught under trying to become righteous by the law. And we can go back to Romans 10. You see there right at the beginning, the Jews pursue a righteousness by the law and not according to knowledge, and it's a revelation knowledge. So they pursue it with the law knowledge, but we pursue a righteousness by faith that doesn't have to bring Jesus up or bring him down, but where is he? He's near us, he's with us. What's his word say? Lo, I'm with you until the end of the age. That's for disciples. So it's so important. Here we can see the righteousness by the law, you partaking of a table, that's a snare to people. Like Jesus said to the teacher of the law, he says, you don't enter into the kingdom and you hinder others from entering into the kingdom. So the kingdom reality of righteousness, peace, and joy that is now a reality because he who knew no sin became sin, came for everyone. But us that have accepted the Lord, the stone the builders rejected is precious to us. We enter into this kingdom and then we partake of the table of the Lord. Psalm 23 portrays it so beautiful. Amen. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because the Lord is with us. Amen. His rod and his staff protect us. And so he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. So back to Matthew 22, kingdom of God there. You see, we've come. Many Jews didn't, but praise God for Paul and these early disciples. Most of them were Jews before the Gentiles came in. They came in. So there's no shortcut. You come in God's way. And then they came and they feasted. Matthew 22 again, parable of the kingdom. And then with the feast, you get great authority. You get great love. And then you need to walk in it. You submit yourself to it. And there's partaking of the righteousness of God that is available for you as a child of the living God with a destiny prepared for you. And you're now partaking of it day by day. And so this is the reality of the two tables. The table by the works or the table by faith in God where you cease from your works and enter into his works, enter into his love plan, enter into this unique destiny that's being set out for us. Amen.
Amen.